Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching and motivated every morning. We appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for all the calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
Yeah, great great fun today. Thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Has to get it in. Finds Stewart. Stewart for the tie. Misses the layup. And Minnesota with a miracle game one win. 95-93. The final in overtime.
That is the WNBA final, first of the five games. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
This is a very good first line for the Utah hockey team with Keller and Smuts, really smart hockey players. And, of course, Keller just named captain of this Utah club hockey team.
That's Mikhail Sergachev, the Stanley Cup champion, two times over with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now a member here in Utah after a trade.
Great acquisition for the, I keep wanting to say the Coyotes, but it's the Utah club. And
having a little hard time.
Just go with Yetis.
The name.
Just go with Yetis.
We've got Marshall Harris. Marshall Harris here.
I'm in here like Courtney Williams, baby.
And he's here with Dan Bernstein.
Hey, London, baby, 2024.
Wow.
What's up, guys?
Let me take an issue with something you said about the Cubs letter.
Yep.
When you said they have to spend wisely.
Yep.
No, they don't.
Okay.
There are teams that do. They're not one of them. They can spend however the hell they want. And if they want to take wild swings and say, screw it, we're going for it. We're gonna trade away some of the prospects.
How's
or somebody
UK who this morning,
we're going to extend. I think that there are
fans in the UK in his mind.
Okay. I think the expectation for the Cubs when they use words like spend wisely or sustainability, it's usually code for we're going to do this on our budget.
Intelligent spending.
That kind of thing. And there's some
rhetoric.
There are some teams from whom I hear that, but no, go say we're going to win the damn World Series.
I understand the distinction. What I was basically trying to say is that I by spending wisely, I mean that if you go out and you sign a free agent, that it works out and that he is the home run hitter or closer or starting pitcher that you are buying, you think you're buying, and it's not a disappointing signing. So,
and if not, move on from the signing.
Yeah.
If not, get out from under the contract.
Is there an example that you think they haven't moved on from a signing or a bad
contract?
Yeah, but
after they signed Jason Hayward and Yu Darvish, all they did was complain about it.
Right.
All they did privately was say, well, we spent all this money on Jason Hayward and Yu Darvish.
They dumped Hayward, they were stuck with, because I think that was a sentimental.
But instead of finding a way to move on and just saying, look, we got some value out of this, like they knew that John Lester at the end, when they signed that deal, mm-hmm. the back couple years were going to be bad. Everybody knew it. That was the price of doing business. But there are teams that when the Padres do something, they'll say, all right, well, we tried, didn't work. Let's move on to the next thing.
I agree with both of you in a certain way, because I understand where you're coming from, Dan, but I don't think I took David's statement as more innocuous than that. He's just like, yeah, you know, don't do stupid stuff.
Oh, no, I'm not accusing. I'm obviously playing this up because of what the word means.
He's also talking about, you know, a guy whose contract is running out, who's got another year left. We'll see how he spends. I think he would probably want to get his contract.
But so he's got to get something done now, though. That's the pressure of...
Well, what's going to keep his job? Being smart with his boss's money?
Both elements.
I think
or
both,
not.
But he's got to get results.
Being smart with the money while doing
Results are going to ultimately keep his job. If there are no results, if they miss the playoffs next year, I don't know that he's going to be back.
What I like about the situation that Jed Hoyer is in and what Tom Ricketts' comments to the Tribune especially kept him in is that there's a sense of urgency, or there should be if you're reading between the lines. When Tom says that, you know, he's not talking contract extension because he has a contract and he's got a final year of it, that basically says, all right, now you've got to go out and perform. You win now.
Yes.
Not trade for prospects, not thread the needle, take big swings. And this is a winter of big swings, then great. Step up to the plate, Jed Hoyer, and let's see you connect, because it's time that he do that.
And if he's told Jed, pocketbook is open, state your case, and you're not going to be able to blame me.
If that's the case, then they should be mentioned in the Juan Soto conversation.
Absolutely.
They should
be they should have never not been available to be in that conversation, is my point. Like, any superstar that comes on the market, I need more of and I know they just got eliminated from the playoffs. I need more of a John Middleton attitude in terms of ownership, saying we're going for it all at all times. And we will continue to make this team better until we have a team good enough to, if not win the World Series every year, which is impossible, obviously, be in the mix at the start of every season. You should be, if you're the Cubs, you should be in the mix at the start of every season, unless you have debilitating season-ending injuries in spring training in which you just don't have the farm. But all I've heard the last 3 years is, oh, they're building up this farm system. They're building up this farm system. We'll use it to get what you need now to compete.
Well, that is going to be what's really interesting to keep an eye on, because what do they have now? 8 of the top 100 prospects. If indeed you have to win, then you can spend whatever money you want, or you can trade for whomever you want.
That's the key. That's a nice bank account. You're flush with cash, essentially.
Right.
So use those prospects as capital and go out and get somebody who can help you now.
Good idea.
A lot of rising stocks to go along with your liquidity, if you will.
If other teams agree on the valuation of those players. Mm-hmm. And they don't really matter. They're not in the business right now of farming these, you know, and cultivating these young kids. Not when you've had 83 wins and you have played your way out of competition either early or late.
What do you have today?
A busy Friday today. We are going to talk Bears, getting into game mode for the Bears. We're going to bring back some of what Stacey Dales said to you about Mercedes Lewis and the play scripting or lack thereof. The Cubs letter is newsy, so we'll discuss that. Jeff Lagerman, you know that name. Jeff Lagerman is the Jaguars radio analyst, so he'll tell us about them at 11. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25. Kerry Pinkowski will join us at 11:45 to preview Sunday's Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Everything you need to know about the race and our coverage on The Score. Kevin Fishbane at noon, Solid Wall of Sound at 1, and a lot more.
Have a great show.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.